Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are focusing on a very specific, a very painful problem that I think everyone in B2B marketing is feeling right now. It's what the industry calls the middle of the funnel, you know, that messy, murky place where marketing hands off to sales.
And where, well, where most deals go to die, frankly. It's the valley of death for a lot of modern companies.
It is. You have the interest, but you haven't quite secured that commitment.
Yeah.
And to solve this, we are looking at the intersection of two technologies that, I mean, on the surface, they look totally different.
They do.
On one side, we have Novatic, which is this incredible platform for building interactive demos. It's very visual, very human. It lets prospects actually, you know, touch the product.
And on the other side, you've got Auto Content API, which is this headless, almost industrial-grade content engine.
Right. And the reason we're pairing them is that they are. They're essentially two halves of the same equation.
That's a great way to put it. Think of it like this. Novatic is the destination. It's the shop window where the product really shines. Auto Content API is the infrastructure that builds all the roads to get people there.
And we need to build a lot of roads. Because the core theme of all the research I read for this is content saturation. I mean, the noise level out there is just, it's deafening.
It's a math problem. It's a math problem that simply doesn't add up anymore for the average marketing team.
Walk me through that math. Why is it so broken?
Okay, so traditionally, if you wanted what we call mental availability,
which is just a fancy way of saying you want a buyer to think of you when they have a problem.
Exactly. You had to produce content. You needed a blog, a podcast, a LinkedIn strategy, maybe a YouTube channel.
The standard playbook. Everyone has a blog.
Everyone has a blog.
Yeah.
But the cost of standard has just skyrocketed. We aren't just competing with our competitors anymore. We're competing with Netflix, with TikTok, with everyone's uncle who started a Substack.
Huh. Right.
And to cut through that noise manually, it requires a Hollywood-level budget. But most marketing teams are operating with, like, a Series A budget.
So let's set the stage. You're a company using Novatic. You've built these beautiful interactive demos. The sources say they increase trial signups by something like 450%.
Yeah, the numbers are huge.
They're converting like crazy if people see them.
That is the big if. It's the classic if a tree falls in the forest scenario. You have this amazing hero asset, the Novatic demo, but it's just sitting there alone on your website.
And the marketing team is completely bottlenecked. They're spending, what, $10,000 and 3 weeks to produce one video case study?
Just to drive a trickle of traffic to that demo. And that's the linear trap. One unit of human effort equals one unit of output. Auto Content API represents a shift to what we call server-constrained scalability.
Okay, break that down for me. Server-constrained, that sounds a bit technical.
It just means your output is no longer limited by how many humans you can hire or how many hours they can stay awake.
Okay.
It's limited only by how many server requests you can make. It decouples the idea from the execution.
Okay, but before we get too deep into the mechanics, I want to challenge this a bit.
Please do.
Because automated content usually sounds like, well, it sounds like spam.
It does.
It sounds like those robotic voiceovers on cheap YouTube videos. If I'm a premium brand using Novatic to sell enterprise software, can I actually use this without looking cheap?
That is the valid fear. And honestly, maybe 2 years ago, I would have said no, avoid it.
Right.
But the deep dive into the Auto Content API shows something different. It's not just generating generic text. It's a content transformation engine. It's designed to take high-quality input, like your actual Novatic demo script or a detailed technical white paper, and reformat it.
So it's reformatting it into different media types without losing the nuance.
Exactly. So it's not inventing facts. It's not, you know, hallucinating features you don't actually have.
That's the key.
It's restyling existing verified assets. It's the difference between asking an AI to write a story about software versus giving it a detailed technical manual and saying, turn this into a 60-second video script for a CTO.
Got it. Let's look at the first bottleneck then, video.
Mm-hmm.
Because Novatic is a visual tool. If I can't get someone to watch a video, I probably can't get them to click a demo.
Correct. And specifically, we need to talk about vertical video, TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. This is where the attention is, frankly, underpriced right now.
Well, making them is such a pain. You need a camera, lighting, an editor. You need to write captions. I mean, it's a whole production.
And that is exactly where the API comes in. There's a specific endpoint just for vertical video. You feed it, text say, the intro script to your Novatic demo.
Okay.
And it generates a 9.16 video. But here's the key part. It uses AI avatars with lip syncing.
I've seen these avatars. Some are pretty good. Some are firmly in the uncanny valley.
It's getting better every single week. But for B2B marketing, you have to remember the goal. You don't necessarily need a cinematic masterpiece. You just need a scroll stopper.
Something to grab their attention.
Exactly. The API handles the pacing, the auto subtitles, which are huge because most people watch on mute, and the visual assets.
And the cost difference. What are we talking about?
This is where the math just breaks in your favor. A manual short might cost, let's say, $300 to produce if you factor in time, tools, and salary.
Right.
The API does it for about 400 credits, which is roughly €4.
So, wait. You could produce 75 videos for the price of one manual one.
And that changes your entire strategy. It allows for what we call creative testing at scale.
Okay.
If you're doing it manually, you make one video and you just pray it works. If you're using the API, you can make 50 variations. Different hooks, different avatars, different scripts.
And you just throw them all out there.
You throw them all at the algorithm, see which one drives traffic to the Nevada launch pad, and then you just double down on the winner.
It's treating content like software code. You're A-B testing on steroids.
Exactly. You're buying lottery tickets, but the tickets cost pennies. You can afford to miss 49 times if that 50th one goes viral and floods your demo with leads.
There's another video use case in here that caught my eye. Newsjacking. This feels a bit more advanced, almost like something a newsroom would do.
This is definitely for the teams that want to be on the bleeding edge. The API has something called real-time social intelligence. It actually monitors feeds like X formerly Twitter and Reddit.
So it's listening.
It's listening for specific keywords and sentiment. So let's say you sell cybersecurity software and you have a Nevada demo that shows how you stop ransomware.
Okay.
The API detects a sudden spike in chatter about a new data breach at a major hospital. It sees the sentiment is negative, people are panicked.
So the system sees the fire.
Right. And ideally, using an automation tool like Make.com, the system triggers. It drafts a script addressing that specific breach, generates a video using the API, and creates a social post.
And the call to action would be?
See how our tool prevents this specific attack in our interactive demo.
And this happens without a human waking up in the middle of the night?
Theoretically, yes. Or with a human just getting a notification to click approve. You go from a news event to a published, relevant video asset in minutes.
Wow.
You're surfing the wave of attention while your competitors are still scheduling a meeting to discuss a blog post about it.
That is ruthless. I love it.
It's the only way to beat the noise. You have to be faster than the news cycle.
Okay, let's pivot to audio, because the sources make a really interesting point here. They say Nevada is for visual engagement, but audio is for trust.
Think about your own behavior. You might watch a video for 30 seconds, but you'll listen to a podcast for 30 minutes. Audio is where the deep relationship is built. It feels intimate.
But B2B companies are notoriously terrible at audio. It's usually just two guys on Zoom with bad microphones rambling for an hour.
Or they don't do it at all because it's too hard to coordinate schedules. This is where Auto Content API is positioning itself as the enterprise alternative to Google's Notebook LM. You know that tool that went viral?
The one that turns PDFs into a podcast. Yeah, my entire LinkedIn feed was full of that for a month. It was wild.
Right. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You can't really build a predictable business workflow on top of it. Auto Content is the API version. It gives you that control.
So how does a Nevada user apply this? What's the workflow?
Okay, imagine a nurture sequence. A prospect clicks through your Nevada demo. They see the features. They're interested, but they're not quite ready to book a sales call. They download a case study.
Which, let's be honest, they will never read. It just sits in their downloads folder graveyard.
Exactly. But what if, 5 minutes later, they get an email with an audio attachment? Hey, I know you're busy, so here's a 5-minute audio deep dive of that case study you just downloaded. Listen to it on your drive home.
That is high value. You're literally saving them time.
And the quality isn't some monotone robot reading the text. The API creates a two-person dialogue. It simulates banter, questions, a real back and forth.
So it sounds like a radio show.
Yeah, it keeps them engaged. It basically creates a parasocial relationship programmatically.
Yeah. And there's an even more specific application here involving the C-suite, right? The CEO paradox.
What's that?
Every buyer wants to hear from the CEO. They want the vision, the authority. They want to know who's steering the ship. But the CEO has zero time to record content for individual leads.
So we clone them.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
The CEO records a few minutes of audio once. The API creates a high-fidelity voice clone. Then the marketing team, or even an automated system can generate CEO updates or personalized follow-ups.
So I finish a Novatic demo and I get an email with a voice note that says, "Hey, this is the CEO. Thanks for checking out the demo. Here is why I built this feature."
Delivered in the CEO's actual voice, perfectly intonated, landing right in their inbox.
That builds massive executive presence without the executive needing to be present.
That is incredibly efficient. It allows the CEO to be in 1,000 places at once.
It scales the unscalable. It takes the most valuable asset you have, executive authority, and makes it infinite.
Okay, we've covered video and audio. Now we have to talk about the boring stuff that actually makes the money.
SEO.
Search.seo. The sources talk about programmatic SEO or PSEO. Now, usually when I hear PSEO, I think of spam.
Me too.
Those websites that have 10,000 pages like Best Plumber in Austin, Best Plumber in Dallas, Best Plumber in Houston, and it's the exact same page, just with the city name swapped out.
And Google hates those pages. They call it thin content. They derank them immediately because they add zero value.
So how does Auto Content API solve this? Because if you're just generating thousands of text pages with AI, aren't you just creating spam faster?
The solution is the multimedia mix. Google's algorithms are looking for dwell time and engagement signals.
Okay.
If a user lands on a page and bounces in 3 seconds, that page is dead in the water. So let's say you're a Novatic user. You want to target 50 different industries. CRM for real estate, CRM for dentists, CRM for lawyers.
Standard PSEO strategy so far.
But for each of those 50 pages, you use the API to generate a unique video and a unique podcast episode discussing the CRM challenges specific to that industry.
So the page for dentists has a video about dental scheduling problems.
Yes. And the page for lawyers has an audio deep dive about client confidentiality.
And somewhere on that page is the Novatic demo.
Embedded right in the center. So you have unique text for the crawler, you have unique video and audio to keep the human on the page, which increases that dwell time, and you have the interactive demo to convert them.
It signals to Google that this is a thick page, a high-value page.
Even though it was generated programmatically, it creates a defensible moat of content. A competitor can't just copy-paste that. They'd have to replicate thousands of multimedia assets.
That connects to the global aspect too, right? Because I know Novatic has those agent demos that work in different languages.
This is a huge unlock. Novatic handles the translation of the product experience, but who handles the marketing?
Right. Usually you hire a local agency, we need a German team, and that takes 6 months and a ton of money.
The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So you can take that U.S. English case study, run it through the workflow, and instantly output German, Japanese, and Spanish audio and video assets.
So you can launch in 3 continents on the same day.
You multiply your total addressable market overnight. You don't need a local team in Tokyo. You just need the infrastructure to speak Japanese.
It really reinforces that idea of infrastructure over tools. It feels like we're building a factory, not just using a hammer.
That is the perfect analogy. You're building a content refinery.
I want to touch on one last feature before we wrap up, deep research. Because all of this content, video, audio, text, it's all garbage if the underlying facts are wrong. We've all seen AI hallucinate.
Hallucination is the enemy of B2B sales. You cannot send a prospect a case study with fake numbers. It destroys trust instantly.
So how does the API handle truth?
It has a deep research endpoint. This isn't just asking ChatGPT to remember something. It uses agents to browse the live web. It goes to trusted sources like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, technical documentation.
So it cites its sources.
It cross-references claims and output structured data. This is crucial for what Novatic calls pre-call discovery.
How does that work?
Okay, so a sales rep is about to jump on a call. The meeting was booked through a Novatic demo. The rep has 5 minutes. They can't read the prospect's entire annual report.
No way. They're probably just finishing up another call.
So the API can run a research brief. It scans the prospect's news, their financials, their recent product launches. And going back to audio, it could convert that brief into a 3-minute internal podcast for the sales rep.
Champion enablement for your own team.
Exactly. The rep listens to the briefing while they're making a coffee. They get on the call and they know exactly what problems that prospect is facing right now. They look like a genius.
And they're perfectly aligned with the content marketing has been putting out.
It closes the loop between the public content and the internal knowledge.
So bringing this all together, we have Novatic. That's the engine. That's where the conversion happens.
A hero asset.
And we have Auto Content API. That is the fuel delivery system. It just floods the zone with video, audio, and search content to ensure that engine never, ever runs dry.
And it does it at a cost that makes the ROI undeniable. You're moving from a craftsman model, where every piece of content is this bespoke art project, to an industrial model.
It sounds kind of inevitable. But I want to end on a thought from the expert profile I was reading. It mentioned something called the agentic web.
This is the bigger picture. This is where it gets a little sci-fi, but also very practical.
Lay it on me.
Right now, we are optimizing all our content for humans to read.
Right.
But we are very rapidly moving into a world where AI agents, your Siri, your ChatGPT, your Gemini, they're the ones reading the internet to answer questions for humans.
So if I ask ChatGPT, what's the best interactive demo software for a healthcare startup?
ChatGPT doesn't know the answer intrinsically. It has to go find it.
Okay.
And it looks for structured data. It looks for clear transcripts. It looks for authority signals.
So by using a tool like Auto Content API,
you are essentially formatting your entire business to be machine readable. You're optimizing for the AI that serves the human. If your content is structured and abundant and multimodal, the agents will find it and they will serve it up.
And if you're still just relying on 3 manual blog posts a year?
You become invisible. The agents won't see you, so the humans will never see you.
That is a provocative thought. We aren't just building for eyes and ears anymore. We're building for the algorithms that control them.
Automation isn't just about saving money anymore. It is the only way to exist in that future ecosystem.
Something to chew on as you look at your marketing budget for next quarter. Are you building a craft shop or are you building infrastructure? That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.